Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's episode is going to be about content marketing for your e-commerce business. So content is key to winning customers for the long run, and it's key to making conversions in the first place. And in this episode, I'll talk about the main types of content that you'll want to optimize and create for your website. And then I'll talk about the main types of content you want to create for all your social media channels and your email marketing and things that are outside of your actual website. So let's get started. Before you even create content for your website, you have to understand your website, and you have to dive in there and kind of analyze things and figure out what needs fixing, what needs approaching in, like, you know, an optimization kind of a way. So make sure that you understand your numbers first and foremost. The numbers you should be concentrated on looking at are your conversion rate, which basically is the amount of site visitors divided by the amount of sales you have. And you should also focus on your bounce rate, and then specifically what pages on your site have the highest bounce rate. Those are pages that definitely need to be optimized, or at least need to be have like more links added to them so that people will easily find more places in your website to go to. You should also look at how many unique visitors you have versus how many repeat visitors and how many total visitors you have overall. This will tell you kind of an idea of, you know, the amount of people that come to your website first, and then the amount of people that come back to your website more, right? Because people aren't going to go back to a website unless they really like the content on that website and it serves them well. If they see that website again and it wasn't that great the first time, it might have left a bad taste in their mouth or something, they might not go back. So it's important to understand that, because that can show a sign of problems if you have a low repeat visitor rate. Another one is, what traffic sources do you have coming to your website that are the best traffic sources, and actually optimizing content for those specific traffic sources. One more thing to look at is which products or pages receive the most traffic and make the most conversions. Those are definitely the ones to start with, for sure, because obviously you don't want to go out and optimize all your stuff that doesn't get any traffic or conversions first. You want to start with the products and pages on your website that do. And then the last thing is, you should check out what day of week your site gets the most traffic. If your niche ends up being very popular on the weekends versus the weekdays, or vice versa, you can definitely optimize for that kind of traffic as well. And understanding your target market is really key before you go out and make a bunch of content. So if you don't really understand your target market yet, I recommend going and looking up Facebook pages, magazines, and other pieces of literature, and YouTube channels and stuff like that in your niche, and then watching, consuming, reading that kind of stuff, and then so you can understand like your market better. For instance, I used to sell electric bikes online. So what I would do is go out and watch all these different videos about electric bicycles. I would kind of observe, you know, what the people were, that, like the types of customers that were in these videos, and the way they talked and the way they got along with each other and stuff like that. And so I was able to craft marketing messages around the persona that I was actually marketing to, and I was also able to create some sort of a voice acting like I was actually that same type of person as well. So that's key, is understanding your target market and sort of approaching marketing as if you were the best friend of one of your target personas, target customers, okay? And then when you go out and you start to sort of develop your strategy, do some competitor research first. Try to understand what your competitors are doing that's really good and where they're lacking. And then for instance, if your competitors rank really good in SEO, for instance, I used to sell mobility scooters online, and one of the highest ranking SEO websites was mobilityscootersdirect.com. And that website, I think they hired an SEO guy, or, you know, the co-founder's an SEO guy or something, because they would always rank top for, you know, the very generic keywords and stuff like that, like best mobility scooter and, you know, mobility scooters to rent and stuff like that. Hard to rank for keywords because there's a lot of competition in that niche. And so I would look at their content and I would actually recreate their content, and then I would improve upon it. So I would add multimedia, I would add pictures, I would add links to other places, you know, so somebody browsing my website would find my content, more valuable than the other person's content. And we started ranking on the first page of Google for some of those keywords as well, making that website really, really good for organic SEO traffic. We got a lot of organic sales on that website that we did. in that niche. And so once you understand what your competitors are doing and you have all the data from what pages on your websites get the most traffic and, you know, which products are converting the best and all that stuff, then it's time to go out and optimize your content and also create unique content. The number one thing you don't want to do is just leave your factory model descriptions on your website forever, because it's okay to launch with, but it's definitely not okay to think that you can just grow your entire business forever and have copied content from your suppliers on your website. Oftentimes supplier content is not that great, it's not that well optimized. So by hiring a professional copywriter on a platform like Upwork or even online jobs, and obviously testing their work first, you can even go to Fiverr and get copywriters. And so you want to definitely do that. And get those product descriptions rewritten. That's the number one place I usually focus on in the very beginning with e-commerce is your product descriptions. So you want to start off with questions to get people to read more content. You know, if they're raising their hand and saying yes to that initial question you asked, then they're probably going to want to read more because you got their attention, right? And you got to build desire by using power words. And then you got to get into the features and the benefits of those features. And then you got to provide pictures of each of those features, really good in-depth descriptions and a very feature benefit sort of approach, and really focus on people's core desires with your copy. Don't just focus on features, but focus on why those features exist, how they can benefit the person, and that person's lifestyle or whatever it is that it, benefits them, how that's going to improve over time, or at least get away from whatever pain they're experiencing. So that, just understand your product is a solution to a problem, okay? And approach your copy with that in mind. And so the next place you want to definitely optimize is your collection pages. Collection pages are usually either product types or brands, and they can even be sub-product types, right? Like sub-collections, sub-categories of main categories. And so make sure you do your keyword research first. Look up the how much search volume there is, how difficult it is to rank and stuff like that. Understand the keyword that you want to target with your content, and then go and hire a professional copywriter to do it or write it yourself. And actually don't just write it and put it in there like a Word doc, but actually structure it using tables. You can add pictures on the left and text on the right, that kind of stuff, and you can add buttons, and you can make things look really fancy. And that's always cool because it provides a better experience, kind of more like a magazine or catalog experience for the customer. And then they're more likely to order from you because they see your site is more professional. And if you guys want an example of this, go to rainorshinegolf.com and click on their, I believe it's like the first category they have in their menu. They do really good collection descriptions. So check that out as a case study. Optimize all your collection pages. Add lots of unique content. And then those collection pages will start ranking in Google Organics, and you'll get a lot of traffic to those, which is pretty sweet. And so people that land on those collection pages are going to probably get your email pop-up and get into your funnel that way, and then you're going to pitch them on the products that they, browsed on your website via email marketing and Facebook retargeting ads and stuff like that, and stuff is really important. But focusing on content first is key to making somebody want to come back to your website and actually place their order, okay? So once you have your product pages and collection pages done, it's time to focus on your blog posts. And blog posts are really good. If you just use a tool like ahrefs.com or kwfinder.com, you can KW Finder has a tool like Ahrefs where you can plug in your competitor's website to check out their top content. And so start there, the top 5 or 10, content topics in your niche, and then have that rewritten and, really well optimize the article and stuff like that, and then link to it from, product pages or collection pages or other pages on your website, other blog articles, and your about page and stuff like that. Make blog posts like resources. So look at your niche, and maybe there's influencers in your niche that are on YouTube or podcasts or something like that, maybe blogs, maybe forums out there. So you can make like top 10 forums for mobility scooters or something like that, or top 10, YouTube channels for electric bikes, that kind of stuff. So it's up to you what you do, but this kind of resource content is really valuable and often gets backlinks from other sites. By providing a resource for people, you're going to boost your backlink profile overall, and then that will make your collections and product pages rank better for those long tail keywords, which is exactly what you want to do, because then you'll make more sales in the long run. So make sure you do that. And once you're done with that, then you can just look up, you know, the keywords for your product categories, like best this, best that, make actual blog posts with buying guides, and then link to those products. You know, you're basically going to be kind of competing with yourself, but in the long run, you'll just take up more real estate on the search engine's results page, and that will get you more traffic and make you more sales in the long run. So do that kind of stuff. Another cool tactic I do is actually making review blog posts of the products we sell. So it just kind of gives you the feel of like a third-party review or something like that. Like, we've actually used it and touched it. We just hire a writer to do it, and then you link to that product. Again, you know, it gives the ability for you to get a first page Google ranking for the product and for the review article. And the review article acts as kind of a pre-sell page. So it gets somebody warmed up. So if they're warm traffic already, then great. If they're really hot, they'll place their order. If they're cold traffic, fine. It warms them up to your brand and then also to that product. And, you know, often it will get them from cold all the way to hot, and they'll just place an order right there on your website. So this kind of content is really valuable and is probably the best place you can put your marketing dollars is in this kind of content, just because it'll help you make sales in the long run. So once you understand all that different type of content for your website and you start optimizing really good, the next step is to actually you know, do a thing where you take your content and you syndicate it. So what I like to do is I like to create YouTube versions of my content. So YouTube videos are one of the best ways to rank in Google, and also obviously YouTube is just used in general for a search engine for video versions of things. And so you can make YouTube videos for your product sales pages, make YouTube videos for your collection pages, YouTube videos for your blog posts. So any content that you have, you can use a tool like, what's the tool out there? There's a, forget it right now, but there's some great video creation tools online. One of them is called Noble Samurai. Content Samurai is the is their actual video creation tool. So Content Samurai is like a monthly, $50 a month or something like that. You get access to their suite of tools. One of them is you can actually go and create slideshows of your products and put music in the background and you know, text pops up and over pictures of your product. So it's really cool. And you can even hire, you know, a voiceover actor to read a script, and then boom, you have a sales presentation. Basically, it's really simple. Yeah, you don't have the product in front of you, but so what? It's good enough, and it's going to help the consumer to, you know, build a positive feeling for your brand, just because you kind of make it easier for them to consume your content. People like video, that kind of stuff. And it also brings traffic from YouTube. And of course, it takes up real estate on the Google search engine's results page. So this kind of stuff is great to do. It does cost some money, takes some time, but it's worth it for long-term growth. So again, you can create the YouTube videos for product pages, collection pages, any blog posts, that kind of stuff. Then you can share those YouTube videos on your social media networks and on Pinterest and stuff like that. And it's just a great way to kind of cross promote and get backlinks from different channels. And then it, you know, puts you out in more spaces. And what they always say is that it takes up to 7 marketing touches at any, you know, given customer lifespan for them in order to get them to trust you to place an order with you. So just focus on that understanding. That maybe they find you first through Google Shopping ads and then they put their phone down. Maybe you email them, you retarget them on Facebook, but that's only a few different touches. If you also have YouTube videos out there and blog posts that are ranking on the organics and stuff like that, they'll see you all over the place. And so that's going to build more trust, right? Because they see you as professional and you're being referred to by all of these search engines that they trust, right? So it's kind of like a third party referral in a sense. And again, builds more trust. So focus on that kind of stuff, guys. Content marketing is really, really powerful. And if done right, it can increase your long-term growth, your conversion rate. It can decrease your bounce rate. It can obviously increase the amount of revenue you make and net profits. Customers that come through content marketing that warms them up often like you more and are more respectful to you as well. They're not going to ask for discounts as often, and they're going to be better customers in the long run. So there's a lot more benefits beyond what meets the eye for doing really good content marketing for your e-commerce store. This especially is true for brands. And if you're doing a brand of a product and you have an e-commerce store, it's like one product or a small suite of products, it's really, really, really necessary to do all sorts of content marketing because you are competing amongst tons of brands out there, and you're not necessarily, you know, leveraging other brands' already built-in brand loyalty that they've created over time, right? You have to create your own brand loyalty. So in order to do that, the best way to do it is with content. And of course, trade shows and listing your products on marketplaces and stuff like that. If you're just doing high-ticket drop shipping, then you're going to be leveraging your brand's built-in brand loyalty. All the brand loyalty they've spent thousands upon thousands of marketing dollars and time and effort going out and marketing their brand in different ways. Now they're utilizing the services of a third-party drop shipper to sell their products online, because then they don't have to pay as much for ad spend, they don't have to pay as much for content marketing, and it's kind of like a third-party referral to their brand in a sense. It gets their brand listed on multiple marketplaces online and gets their products across the web, all sorts of different websites, right? So we provide a great service as high ticket dropshipping e-commerce store owners, and it's definitely something to focus on as far as providing value to the brands. And it can also be something that you talk to your brands about, your potential brands, when you're doing a sales call with them. Hey, like, I want to get your supplier on our website. We do a ton of work with content marketing. And if they say, you know, hey, we require initial investment, we'll say, okay, that's fine. I understand where you're coming from, but we're not a retail store. We focus on marketing and sales. Retail stores focus on other things like service, and we can utilize them if service is required for the customer. But we usually try to find third-party service providers that can do that, like white glove delivery and in-house, you know, inspections and repair and stuff like that. And of course, that can vary by industry to industry, but you can use your, you know, the amount of money and resources you spend on creating content and, of course, doing advertising as a way to gain an account with a tough to get supplier when they're telling you they want an upfront investment, that kind of stuff. So keep that in mind as you're pitching yourself. Don't sell yourself short and get those accounts, guys. Gold accounts are awesome to get because there's higher profit margins usually. There's, you know, they'll refer sales to you, so it's really cool to have that. And you know, those are some of the best suppliers to get, are suppliers that are easy to work with and have streamlined order processing systems in place and procedures and a team to work with over there, fast shipping. And they're really nice when things go wrong. They take care of it for you, right? Those are the best suppliers to get. But in order to get those best suppliers, you've got to do content. So understand that in the very beginning, of course, especially if you're just starting up, you're not going to maybe have a big budget for this kind of stuff. So you're going to have to do some of it yourself. Just have fun and get creative. And like I said, learn about your target persona, that ideal customer that you want to have, and watch YouTube videos and learn more about them and their lifestyle so that you can write in their kind of tone of voice and use their types of words and their slang and their language. Try to figure out what their secret handshake is. That's always really cool. If you can figure out the secret handshake of your industry and your niche, you can then talk about that secret handshake in your marketing materials, and they're really going to vibe with that. And so that will definitely get them to like you. And then, of course, feel like they know you. And by building trust over time, you're going to get them to buy from you. And then you're also going to get them to refer their friends to you, which referrals are the best types of customers you can have, because they're going to, like I said before, treat you really respectfully, not ask for as much of a discount, be happier. If something goes wrong, they're not such a pain to deal with. They're not going to file chargebacks because their friend referred them to you. So referrals are the best types of customers. So content marketing kind of results over time in referrals, which is definitely the best type of customer to get. So that's why we do it. We do lots of content marketing, and it's key. It can also result in tons of free traffic, which free traffic is great because free traffic means free orders and free profit. You didn't have to pay for ads to get. So I hope you guys understand all about this kind of stuff. The last thing I'd like to say is when you get your content all created, video or blogs or whatever, product pages, integrate that into your email marketing and your retargeting. That's really key, because when you are going to be promoting your website and content, you want to include all the cool content marketing work you just did into all of your email marketing communications. And so linking to your blog posts and talking about, you know, certain product lines and stuff like that, you can include screenshots of your website, kind of make people feel more comfortable going to it. That kind of stuff is really cool. So keep that in mind. Email marketing is a very powerful communication tool. And lastly is make sure that throughout all your selling that you're actually upselling. Okay. Upselling, cross-selling is really important during the sale and after the sale. And by creating content, people are going to trust you more and want to buy more from you, which will create a higher average order value, more profits, and happier customers. And it's a win-win situation at that point. So if you guys need more resources, go to ecommerceparadise.com/resources, where I list my favorite outsourcing channels for content marketing, which would be Fiverr and, of course, online jobs, where I've gotten some great writers. And get it done. Reinvest your profits in content, guys. It'll be more than worth it. 100x what you're going to put into it in the long run. And you're going to be very, very happy that you did. I've sold some businesses for lots of money, and mostly wise, because I've always invested money back into content marketing and optimizing all these pages that we're talking about. So if you want to sell your business for a lot more money, do that. And it'll probably work out for you. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to this episode. And if you guys are interested in learning about high-ticket dropshipping and actually getting started, I have a masterclass. But first and foremost, if you're just getting started, get my niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches, and sign up for Dropship Secrets too. It's my free mini course, 9-day mini course. And yeah, there's some great content in there. It gets you all warmed up and started. So you can understand what it takes to actually start one of these businesses. And the masterclass is one of the best, courses out there, just because I've created so much content. I provide all my VAs, and I give you templates, and actually give you like a customized version of the Shoptimized theme that's totally optimized for high ticket dropshipping that nobody else offers out there. So check that out, guys, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.